Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Nephew's wedding? Unimportant. Anniversary? Did that last year. Come September, there's only one thing in your calendar. So get your Spark Sport Rugby World Cup 2019 tournament pass. That's all 48 matches live and on demand, plus pre-match, post-match, highlights and interviews right now for the early bird price of $79.99. Only on Spark Sport and only for a limited time. Head to sparksport.co.nz for details. Terms apply.
Well, welcome along, everybody. Today is the 8th of July. It's the last short ball for me, Alan Williams.
For Sumo.
Is it the last short ball for you?
Well, what am I doing? Pending.
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. Short balls is it's a term when you get past something.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah,
so I don't know if I'll get past it.
There's a short ball. But I will start the short ball today by saying thanks for listening, everyone. It's been a cracking 3 years, had a lot of fun. And always good to jibber jabber. We've had some great guests. Been great to have the big man beside me over the last wee while. And we're going to focus on...
Yeah, Mills too.
We had Millsy. Yeah, we've had all sorts
in here. He goes all right.
We've had all sorts in here.
Yeah, you're lucky, aren't you?
And
you attract quality, don't you, Sumo?
Attract quality people.
The Ruru bird.
That's right.
Ruru bird.
Producer
Ruru.
Alice is here again. Hey, Alice, how you going?
Hey, guys, I'm all right.
Now, Alice, have you got your Spark Sport Rugby World Cup tournament pass?
I haven't quite yet. Tell me about how I can get it.
You can go to sparksport.co.nz. You can get that tournament pass. You can get it now for $79.99 on an early bird special.
Wow.
And, you can watch all 48 games live on Sparksport.
What, is it all 48?
All 48, yeah.
How's this? What about this cricket?
What about the cricket?
Or the time zone. Is it killing you?
Yeah, I've got to do the cricket tonight.
Flip,
all night.
It's
I've got to do
niggly.
An all-nighter. I'm an all-nighter from 9:30 to 4:30 a.m.
Oh, I'm sitting there like, oh, I really want to keep watching. And then it's
exactly.
Like, oh, you've got an 8 o'clock meeting.
Yeah, not good.
It's niggly.
No, time zone's bad. Speaking of time zone, that Crusaders game could have been vastly improved. Do you want to know how?
Here we go. Hit me, Confucius.
We played it at 7:30, right? Now, it's played at 7:30 because that's broadcast arrangements. Obviously, there's big markets like the UK, for instance, that like to wake up with their Weetabix and watch a bit of Super Rugby. But here's the thing, right? At 2:30 in the afternoon in Christchurch, it was actually a really lovely day.
Beautiful.
It would have suited the fans in Christchurch, the home fans of the Crusaders. In Argentina, it would have been about 10 p.m. Argentinians are literally just getting up out of bed at that stage.
Yeah.
It would have suited them. Instead, 7:30, it was Baltic. You were there. I was there.
Freezing.
And in Argentina, it was 4 in the morning. So how can you have a competition that is so beholden to the rights of a country that's not even involved in the competition and you play your games at that time zone, which doesn't suit either of the teams in the final? See, this is where shit has got to change.
Fundamentally, that's the flaw in the whole thing, isn't it? We're pre-prescribed.
Yeah, and I love the fact that a lot of UK people get up and watch Super Rugby, and hello to all of you listening, as I know you're out there, but, you know, come on, man.
Well, it just doesn't make sense. If you logically thought about it, it doesn't make sense.
It makes zero sense.
For you and I, who are hugely logical humans, it makes sense, but for those illogical humans, it still makes sense that it was played at the wrong time.
Man. What did you think?
It was a shit game.
I loved it.
Oh, so
because
boring.
I love a 6-3. I love an 8-7. I love the grind. Here's the thing, though. There is no other team, and I've spoken about this on the short ball before. There is no other team like the Crusaders who can get 30 minutes into a game and suddenly say, "Boys, Plan A is not working.
Yeah.
Let's go to plan B. And when you go to plan B, you do it with the execution that the Crusaders do it with. It was remarkable. And here you got Sam Whitelock, whose head is buried in a gritty, grimy, grinding forward battle against some big, bopping Argentinians, and he's still got the wherewithal, the adroitness to say, let's make this call. And little moments in that game, you know, they're scrumming them on their goal line, they get the scrum, and you think to yourself, scrum them to death, scrum them to death. And Whitelock pulls his head out of the scrum and goes, you know what, we're 7 points up, we can be 10 points up here. Now, let's do that. Let's put the pressure on, because if we blow the try, and we'd already dropped the ball a lot of times, then the Argentines are going to get their back up. Then it's still a 7-point game. And then they get back, and it's just a mission. Let's just take three and be done with it. And that sort of shit is why he's captain.
Yeah, he's shown to me he's a really good leader, isn't he? Like, we always knew physically he was a great leader and sort of proved by example, but he's making some really crucial calls at really crucial times to steer his team and take pressure off his teammates. And, you know, that was one example. But, you know, you touched on how they changed, 30 minutes into it. Mate, they changed and they literally put it on its head and said, we don't want the ball.
Exactly.
We don't want the ball. We don't need the ball. We'll still win without the ball.
Yeah.
And voila, we've got a guy, Bryn Hall, who can just box kick. And we'll do 30, 40 box kicks for the rest of this match and make it so damn tedious. But you know what? I'm going to lift that trophy, and I don't give a rat's ass, because it's my trophy and I want it. And I'm sitting there going, oh, please. Nah. Like, this game was quite cool. Everyone, there was a few mistakes. We're knocking on.
Yeah.
You know, the Jaguares were bashing people left, right, and centre. And I was thinking, yeah, this is good. Then I was like, ooh, maybe a bit of Biffo or a bit of something with Jordan Tafua coming on, or just a little bit of niggle. But no. It was high ball after high ball after high ball.
So I'm going to use it.
Sever Reese never even saw the ball.
He literally got one touch.
You know what he did? For me, he actually said, I can take the high ball.
Yeah.
He caught a few high balls, which are very impressive for a new test match rugby player. But, God, seriously, you do, what is it, 18 weeks or 70? I don't even flipping know. And then you go, and that's your grand final. I mean, with respect to the Crusaders, well done, man. Another trophy, that's 10. But flip. We want to see some rugby, baby.
But conditions, look, I'm going
to hit it to us at 2:30 in the afternoon and run, baby, run.
Put it under a roof or build another stadium. That stadium's dire.
It's dire, right?
Oh,
it was so cold.
Oh, mate, it's Baltic there.
How do they do it? And the fans, they're nuts.
Yeah.
How do they do it?
There were kids turning up to that game in shorts. Canterbury kids are tough nuts.
At halftime, I looked outside. I was like, okay, the game's just about to start, second half. Looked out behind us in the studio, looked behind us, and there would have been 300 to 400 people queuing up for donuts. And I was like, you're going to miss the match. And they were there for 25 minutes, man. They only got the trophy
getting donuts.
It was ridiculous.
Who needs a donut at a time like that? Don't you eat before you go to the game?
I had a bucket of donuts.
That much.
That's so sticky. You know, that's really sugary. Yeah, like,
actually, they're not too bad, to be honest.
You ain't been eating donuts lately, Chief. Look at you, mate. Flippin' heck.
I love the way they play. I'm going to use a golf analogy for you. There's no diagrams on a scorecard. They didn't give a damn about how that went.
Nah.
They just wanted to go out and win. Do you know what was cool for me, though? There was moments, just to sum up the Crusaders. No Scott Barrett. He's been one of your best forwards all year. Mitch Dunshay gets out there. They call him the weed eater, because anything above the knees is a high tackle in Mitch Dunshay's world. You've got Braden Ennor playing out of position. He hasn't played a lot there this year, so you've got a mix-up in your midfield. They still get on with the business. They scramble like no other team.
Yeah,
I mean, that try-saver in the first half was just astonishing that anyone would pull that off.
Yeah, but that was more moronic by the Jaguares.
I mean,
Like, pass the ball, you goose.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
He wanted to be in the... the clips.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? You would have crossfield kicked at that point in the game.
No, I would not have. I would have scored a try. Points on the board. The clip you're always going to be in is that trophy presentation one.
That's the one.
That's the one. Right, so if your team wins, you're in a picture.
Jordan Tafua, Luke Romano, Mike Alaalatoa, Andrew Makaleo. I mean, stop me when I run out of reserves who made an impact in that game.
Yeah, they all came on and just...
Wow, Mitch Drummond?
Yeah.
How good was Mitch Drummond?
He controlled it, didn't he?
Best closer performance from him all season long, I thought. And but there's one guy I want to focus on here because it segues us into what is the start of the All Black season.
Pablo Matera.
Well, no, I'm going to focus on the Kiwis. Pablo Matera is awesome, by the way.
He's awesome.
But
their 10 was shocking.
Yeah.
He was horrific.
Yeah, he had a share of Bonija.
Bonija?
Bonija.
My
Diaz
God.
Bonija.
He literally, you see a rugby field and there's one place, it's about 5 metres wide by 5 metres deep that you just do not kick, and that's because the fullback's standing there. And he kicked it to him every damn time. And you're like, what the?
They knew exactly where every kick he put in was going.
You're like, what there are you someone covering doing, there. You moron?
Mwanga was covering, Goodhue was covering. They were always in position. I wanted to talk about Matt Todd. And the reason I want to talk about Matt Todd is because he's in that All Black squad as the third, quote-unquote, seven. He was extraordinary.
He was my player of the match for the game.
100, thank you.
Player of the match.
100%. And yeah. I sat there because I had the joy of sitting in the press box and just watching. And one of the things that I recommend to anyone, and I'm not telling anyone how to suck eggs, you're all rugby fans out there, you know what you're doing, but sit there one day, please, go to a live
game.
Is
that sucking an egg or popping it out?
That sounds like one of those Thai sex shows.
That's enough.
I've heard that sound before.
Because you've been to one. I've never been to one, actually.
Just go and watch.
Stay focused. Matt Todd is hid in places that people haven't seen before.
Go and watch and keep your eye on one player. If you can have the discipline to sit there and say, I'm just going to watch this guy for 10 minutes. Just him. I'm not going to worry about what's happening in the game. I'm just going to watch this guy. Matt Todd was unbelievable, and television will not even give you anywhere near enough of the picture of how far he ran, how fast he got there, what he did, how many consecutive efforts he made. He was the one who set up the one try of the game, ripped it out in a mall turnover, and how many of those was he involved in the game?
But how did
I need to see his stats. I haven't got them yet. I'm going to find them. I'm going to post them because holy hecker.
Yeah, he was a freak.
Put his name on the trophy.
Yeah, he went, woof. Yeah, you're right. The amount of times he influences a game at a crucial point, you know, and then it's not just a turnover, it's a turnover that leads to a try or a tackle that saves a try, or those things that he does are really, really influential at critical, critical times.
I'm going to tell you this too. I guarantee you.
Sam Whitelock down the wing. Oh,
yeah. That was pretty good too. You remember the try-saving tackle we were just talking about?
Yeah.
And then Matt Todd had an injury break.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
He was hurting.
No, I guarantee you he wasn't. I guarantee you there was nothing wrong with Matt Todd. I reckon he took a professional knee and went, we need to get the boys regrouping here. I'm just going to take a breather. I reckon. Because he was unaffected after that.
It was right in front of us. And I was like, oh.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, I was like, oh, mate's pretty sore there. But now that you come to think about it, you know, he's smarter than the average rugby player.
I reckon that was a senior pro moment in that game. Just going right over.
I can't honestly ever say.
Have you ever done it?
That I just went.
Take a knee.
Mate, take a knee. Like, we're down. I was legitimately every time I needed a knee. So it happened once a match, but I legitimately needed a knee every damn time.
Oh, well, I'm just throwing it out as a theory.
That would be awesome if he did.
I'm throwing it out as a
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Theory.
Yeah. Oz Durant used to do it a lot.
Oz. Just take a knee.
Yeah, but it was never because of he thought about it.
Mm.
It was someone, Oz, go down. Oz. And he's like, yeah, okay. And he went down because he was told to go down, and it was the most glaringly obvious that he needed to take the knee.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Oz was a big man. What was he like to play against?
He was massive.
Was he hard to put down or did he hit hard? I mean, he took up a lot of space.
Yeah, it was hard to wrap your arms. Yeah. When you can't wrap your arms, then you've got to be like a big hitter. It wasn't sort of me, so, you know. It's a tricky old number, that.
Well, for Matt Todd, so, I mean, here's the thing, though. I praised Matt Todd at the time through the wonderful, democratic, reasonable medium of Twitter. And the first thing that everyone says back is going, Artie's better. Sam Kane's better. I'm not picking the All Blacks. I'm just talking about this guy in this game right now. Yeah. What you don't? And here's the thing, right? You don't have to. It's Super Rugby's biggest issue for me. Where do I begin? One of Super Rugby's big issues is the fact that week one we're picking the All Blacks. Week two we're picking the All Blacks. The competition just can't exist on its own. It's always got to be in the context of who's going to make another team in another competition. And it's such a ball ache for the players. It's a downer, man. So you can't compliment anyone in Super Rugby without some absolute joy-killing wanker out there saying, oh, yeah, but he'll never be an All Black.
You're feverish at 4:30, aren't you? Now, afternoon. You've just had enough, eh?
Yeah, but I just, like, because it's... Just pay the guy a compliment in the context of the competition he's playing in currently, which is Super Rugby. I'm not saying Matt Todd's the best seven in the world. I'm saying look at Matt Todd play this game.
He was huge. He was the best seven on the field.
Yeah.
Mind you, I was very impressed by the back five of the Jaguares.
Oh, massive.
I think all of them are
massive men.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, they are. Which brings us to the rugby championship.
Their front row got dicked. Did you see him get popped? Bing!
How many times?
Oh.
Yeah.
That was
a ping pong ball out of
there. Yeah, it was.
What does this mean for them? They're going to go back. So I understand, talking to a couple of the Argentinian journalists who were here for the weekend, that the rest of the Argentinian squad was training back home.
Oh, yeah.
That was five of them.
Five?
Yeah. That's the rest of the Argentinian squad.
And they could be a top four placer in the World Cup, I reckon.
So what does this do to their psyche? Heading back to Buenos Aires now, I'm sure they'll get a big crowd there given the fact they went all the way to the final and that fan base over there seemed pretty energised by that. And talking to Gonzalo Casado after the match, he said, you know, like, we're not proud to be in the final. We're gutted.
Yeah, we should have won.
We're really upset that we didn't win. But they're going to have a bigger fan base now by virtue of being in that game. So they go back now. They change from orange to blue and white. Does this impact on them mentally about what they've just been through with the Crusaders, or do they look at the All Blacks side that they're likely to face and say, well, none of those guys pretty much are going to be in it, so fresh start?
Yeah, I think you're silly not to get confidence out of Jaguares going all the way.
Yep.
I think you're in danger as a coach of critiquing it too much and saying, oh, okay, the final was this, this and this. The final was a team that Crusaders played to the letter of the law and played to the conditions and played to the environment and played to the pressures. And so as a Argentinian coach, you'd say, look, let's gain huge, huge experience. Let's gain huge, huge excitement out of what we've achieved and what you guys have achieved. Let's bring this into Argentinian rugby and go for it. Like, continue the momentum. Don't just stop and pause at it and, ooh, you know, we didn't get the result. I mean...
Yeah.
No, I think it's definitely a step forward for them, and I just love how they've got there in 4 years, put some resources to something, make some cold, hard decisions on rugby. You can't play for the team, if Argentina, if you don't come back.
Yep.
Put some pretty clear boundaries, and look what happens, you know. It's pretty damn special considering what they did, you know what I mean?
I agree.
They bring a whole new aspect to the game, don't they?
Yeah, I really like the way they play, their fans. You know, there's about 300 Argentinian fans in that stand out of 18,000. They made more noise
for that
longer than Crusaders fans. And I know they party in different ways, but they brought some great atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
How often do you see this, though, right? I don't know what you're probably doing your pre-match for Sky, and Razor Robertson walks out before the game to go up to the coach's box and G's up the whole stadium.
I saw that. I was like, holy heck.
What? How good
apparently
is that?
Apparently he does it all the time, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just walking.
He just walks, in until then slowly gets into the middle and he's like...
Make some noise.
And he walks for the next sort of 20 minutes, like,
just give it. It's like, get
and
up.
His hair's blowing in the wind. And he's just giving it these ones. You're like,
see, I love that though. What other coach heck? In world rugby just walks out into the stadium and goes, you're not loud enough for my boys. Come on, tee it up. Let's go. It's a final.
Imagine Shag doing it, eh?
No, I couldn't.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Yeah. Righto, Cox. Let's have a good game, eh? Righto. Yeah. I had a beer with him the other day. He was in good form, actually. He was in good spirits.
He does seem, they're pretty excited about getting part of this
group,
right?
They are excited, eh?
Because they've had to talent, sit there for that extra month just going, oh, don't get injured. I think it's going to be exciting. What sort of team do you think they're going to break out against Argentina? Are they going to take any of the Crusaders? Are they going to want to give Guy, for instance, Sever Reese, Braden Eno, a bit of game time?
You've got to.
You think so,
you,
right?
You can't not put a Sever Reese out in the way. Mate, he's new. Mm. He just wants to play every minute of every game.
Mm.
So you've got to play him, is my view. Someone like an Iron Franks, he wouldn't play. He's had three games or four games in a row now.
Yep.
You don't play him.
Rito's not going to be there.
Rito doesn't need to play.
Sam Whitelock doesn't need to play.
Yeah. So those boys don't need to play, but Braden Eno needs to play. Sonny's injured again, is he?
Well, he's niggly.
Niggly.
He's niggly.
So, well, I mean, it's in 2 weeks, yeah? Correct?
Yep, 26. 21st, should I say.
21st. So, two weeks. I mean, he needs to play, so... Yeah, Crotty's not there and all that sort of stuff. So
if Sonny Bill invalids out of this team, I hope he doesn't, does your prophecy on Martin Nonu come true?
Well, no, my prophecy doesn't because he's not in the team now.
Mm.
So Ryan Crotty comes back in and Lamapi stays there. That's right, isn't it? My numbers are right.
Fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
That's right. The sixes are going to be interesting. We talked about that the other day. I think it's an exciting team, eh?
I do too.
I think it's a genuinely exciting team. It'd be interesting to see what the other opposition bring. If they change their style a bit, like if they've been working on something and then change their style, or...
Do you mean the Argentinians or you mean the South Africans, Australians?
Argentinians, South Africans, Australians.
Well, Australia's got to change their style because heretofore it's been do everything you can to get the ball to Israel Folau and he's not there.
No, he's not.
So they're going to have to come up with something.
Where do you think he is now?
I don't know. Behind the pulpit somewhere?
He's somewhere, eh?
Well, he's got a minor court battle underway.
Is it? It's not big, is it? Big? Big one.
$10 million.
He's just an idiot. He's just so selfish. Anyway, it frustrates me.
Shake your head, don't you?
Yeah, it just frustrates me.
You got to shake your head. Does the Rugby Championship, finally Ali Williams today on the short ball, does the Rugby Championship, and Steve Hansen has talked it down, not a priority. He said priority one World Cup, priority two Bledisloe Cup, Rugby Championship, whatever. Which I understand what he's trying to do in terms of
what he's saying is
preparing the market in case.
Don't expect us not to have a loss. Every World Cup we've gone and had a loss and it means the best thing for us.
Mm.
Would he be trying to manufacture a loss?
No.
No. But would he... look at it as a positive more than negative? Yes, he would. So, to me, he's basically saying, look, there's no way I want to lose a Bledisloe. I mean, we just don't want to lose a Bledisloe. We don't want to lose a World Cup, but if we had to lose something this year, which if you go on history, then we'll lose Rugby Championship. So,
right. So, who wins it? South Africa?
Yeah, I think South Africa will win one game this year against the All Blacks, whether it's the first test or not. I tell you what I saw in the weekend. It was Brian Habana. He was there on a jaunt with Vodacom, I think it was.
Right.
And he was taking a whole group of supporters, and he was the man.
So Brian Habana brought a whole lot of South African supporters to
No association to any team. Played one final. Been in Europe the last 5 years. I mean, the kid is that good at promoting a brand. It's not even funny. He was just there with his Vodacom jersey.
He's a good boy, isn't he?
Oh, great man. Mm. Yeah, really good man. He was fast too back in his day.
You think?
That chip and chase. Mm. I didn't even think he was that good a kicker, but that chip and chase, he just was so fast it didn't matter where it landed because he got it.
Exactly.
Jeez, I remember sometimes you'd just be like, oh, don't get the ball, we're gone. Oh, God. You just saw him. No, he's a good man. Who else?
Are you reminiscing now? Have we just descended
No. Definitely not reminiscing. It was such a shit game for such a great finale. It annoyed me. I was like, it just annoyed me.
I
want to see the Jaguares made some real space through the middle.
The Jaguares were the better team for 50 of the 80 minutes of that game. They had more opportunities.
I don't think they were the better team.
That's a bad phrase to use. But they created enough opportunities to win that game.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, they'll learn from that. They'll go away, and I hope.
Got to wait another year, and they could have the luck of the Blues, you know, win every 15 years. Oh, that'd be niggly.
Blue season next year?
Yeah, it could be. When are we 2013.
I'm out.
What's that? That's, mate, yeah. We'll start the short ball up again when the Blues win.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's do our own one.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. That's the memo.
When the Blues win what?
When the Blues win some Super Rugby.
The whole competition.
Oh, God.
It's been a pleasure.
I don't think we'll ever podcast again.
It's been a pleasure. Producer Ellis, thank you very much. It's been real.
It's been good. It's been good, team. Been
You've had a couple of guys at this too. You left me for a while.
I know.
T-Bone, producer Tina, but you've come back for the end and you've cancelled the pod.
Sending you off, yeah.
Yeah.
This was actually my idea.
To get rid of us.
Yeah, get rid of you guys.
I know, it's hard to
look how tired you look. You're just like, I'm done.
As soon as you walked in, I was just started feeling drowsy.
There's no motivation.
Sucking the life out of every room we walk into. That's a problem.
I thought I was energetic.
Total life suckers here. Again, it's been a pleasure to bring you the pod, the short ball over the last 3 years. It'll do for me, and we'll see where Williams washes up. But
yeah, we'll see, mate.
He's going to toss the coin. But don't worry, Rugby Pass will still bring you all your rugby fix every week. So make sure you check it out on rugbypass.com.
Beautiful.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, bud.
Cheers, mate.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.